Is everyone living in Rocky View County entitled to an unobstructed view of the Rocky Mountains? If they live in a community named Magna Vista, Latin for Great View, maybe it's just implied. Whoever was responsible for naming the county might not have intended to take the philosophical question that far. But at an open house in Cochrane last week, the developer hoping to get approval to create about 200 residences high on Prime West facing real estate on the edge of town was clearly selling a point of view. Opinions varied on how to best protect the rural lifestyle in Cochrane Lakes at the engagement session held by Magna Vista Projects Inc., the development entity owned by Stephen Law and Eric Rowland. The site is situated in Rocky View County, RVC, on the rural edge of the Cochrane North Area Structure Plan, directly adjacent to the municipal boundary of the town of Cochrane. The Magna Vista plan area is expected to achieve a residential density of 1.25 units per gross acre, 2.8 units per gross hectare. The proposed development will accommodate an anticipated future population of approximately 540 residents. The open house was part of the process the developer must follow as part of the formal application made to RVC to redesignate portions of the land from agricultural to residential, to facilitate the future subdivision of 208 lots. They are also applying to adopt the Magna Vista conceptual scheme to provide a policy framework to guide future residential subdivision. Opponents, who've spread their views through notices on postal superboxes in and around the area and have sent letters and emails to the county, say it's about more than just unobstructed views of the Rockies. They're calling the Magna Vista proposal an ill-advised high-density subdivision that will have a negative impact on the environment, community character, traffic congestion, water and wastewater in the surrounding area. Area resident Mitch Jacques said the proposal is just the latest example of the larger issue of unfettered development in the area. His home is just down the road from the project area. This one is further away, but it's part of the continuing destruction of rural communities around Cochrane, Jacques said. He said six of his neighbors have already abandoned their homes, and he worries that more will be considering selling to developers and cash in on higher prices before they retire. Area structure plans, ASPs, are high-level guiding documents used by municipalities to set parameters for future developments. Jacques said they are often the problem. As soon as the area structure plan is in place, the horse is out of the barn, stated Jacques. That's the nail in the coffin for any community. People lose faith in the area, developers come in and start checkerboard buying, properties start deteriorating, no one's investing in the area, it starts to deteriorate, and everyone says, look, it's a shitty area, we might as well do a high-density development here. Jacques said he was at the open house asking the proponents to explain the benefit their proposal will deliver to current area residents. No one's been able to answer that question yet. I'd love to hear it, he said. Area resident Ann Stead lives on Trails End Road. Her eyes told her story. She had to gather herself before speaking with the Eagle. I'm very upset. I came to live in the country and suddenly I'm being thrust into town, she said, wiping away a tear. I have no control over my own destiny now. People are making decisions about my way of my life without me, she said. Her land value will be diminished, she said. If she were to sell, her main asset is the unobstructed view, which she's now going to lose, so she'll suffer financially. I've been affected physically, emotionally, mentally. Cochrane's response to Rocky View County. Since the area borders on Cochrane, the town reviews the plan and considers the impact it may have. They are preparing a formal response to RVC. The response period for those wishing to voice opposition or support to the county closed on August 21, 2024. As Magna Vista moves forward crossing the T's and dotting the I's on its vision, the next steps in the process include the following. RVC will compile all comments and pass them along to the developer. Comments will also be included in the agenda package for the yet-to-be-scheduled public hearing for Town Council to review. The developer is expected to work to address any concerns from adjacent landowners and technical comments to align with RVC standards and policies. Once administration and the developer are satisfied with the proposal, the county will call a public hearing. A notification will go out to adjacent landowners within a 1,600-meter radius stating the date and time of the public hearing. Individuals will be given 5 minutes to speak in front of council, which will then make a decision on the application.